The rest is what I try to have, to gain, to understand. And all of this are painful, yes, but the outcome is the knowledge. Then I relax and I enjoy my life just because I tried it and the fruit of that is here, yes.
Explaining that God is the reward bestowed by him for the work of the lover.
Translation. Okay, I went back to the first paragraph we started today, which was the story of that Hakim who saw the pirate like that, right? Next paragraph, explaining. Next paragraph, explaining. The paragraph you just started explaining. Pay attention. So this subject needs a lot of explaining because it doesn't fit. You know why? Because it looks simple. When I say, you say, oh yeah, okay. Oh, wait a minute. You should be somehow deep down in your heart 100% convinced about this. Because this is a tricky stuff I'm talking about. Yes, let's see the explanation. Then after the explanation will be commentary. Then another explanation. Then the answer of the pirate, the peacock. So the saying of this Hakim is explanation, 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 comment, explanation. Because it's tricky business. Because when we say get rid of it, you think that, yeah, it doesn't work that way. You have to have it. The expression is here. You cannot cover your face, can you? Should you? Of course not. It's the trickiest stuff, yes.
For lovers, he is joy and sorrow. He is their wages and hire for service.
This is the difference. This is the trick, the subject we are talking about, is the attitude of a normal fellow and the attitude of a lover. Because lover is what? Lover is the best example we could find because we are looking for love of hap. Remember that, right? So here we say, first of all, the lovers, they see it differently. For them, happiness and the sorrow, both are good because they see it differently. Yes.
If there be any spectacle except the beloved, it is not love. It is an idle passion. Mm-hmm. Love is that flame.
Do you remember I told you I meet someone who was 85% in love? This is that. You see? There is no mixture here. For a lover, the only beautiful stuff is beloved, period. Yes.
Love is that flame which, when it blazes up, consumes everything else but the beloved.
Exactly. So, imagine a human being, a normal human being, with billions of desires and appetite and all of that. From that, we want to arrive to a point that none of those are important. Only beloved is it. How? By eliminating? It's a different path. Yes.
He drives home the sword of not in order to kill all other than God. Thereupon, consider what remains after not. Mm-hmm.
This is that law, which is the negative, that la ilaha illallah. That law. What does that do? He said, we used it somewhere. We talked about that. Qayr. Do you remember? Qayr means the other one. None of this stuff. Another. Okay? But at the same time, Qayrat means having the honor, defending something, and being proud and all of that. Rumi explained it in book 2. He said that Qayr is for God, because the only one who could be different from everyone is the God. So Qayrat belongs to him, Qayr goes to him, all the Qayrs is like that. This law will kill everyone except that one. That's how we made that exception. Yes?
There remains except God.
That was law. This is illallah. You see? What it means, illallah? Yes.
All the rest is gone. Hail, O mighty love, destroyer of polytheism. Mm-hmm. Truly, he is the first and the last. Do not regard polytheism as arising from aught except the eye that sees double. Oh, wonderful! Is there any beauty but from the reflection of him?
It means what, all of this? Hold on a second. When we talk about God, about the Hab, I prefer that word. When we talk about the Hab, what are we talking about? We're talking about something exceptional, which doesn't mix with anything else. That Hab is the other side of everything. So, if I want to look at him, I eliminate everything. When I eliminate everything, I cannot eliminate him. He will remain, right? So, through the elimination process, you could see it. That, okay, first we say, there is no except him. That's the sentence, right? La ilaha illallah. There is no God but God. See? With that beginning, actually, we declare it that it's only one, and that's the unique one, which is different than everything. That's how it works. So, remember, I started with a negative stuff. I'm talking about God, but I started with La. No. That no was not for God, was for everything else. That's how the meaning appears, yes?
The body has no movement but from the spirit. The body that has defect in its spirit will never become sweet if you smear it with honey. This he knows who one day was alive and received a cup from the soul of the soul.
This is what it is. I'm talking about the new living human being. That new living human being is like Rumi. Rumi is like this, why? Because he received the cup from Shams. That's how it works, that there is the source of this transformation, this connection between the brains. This is how culture works. Being alive one day is enough, because when you taste it, you don't give it up. You understand that, yes, that's what life is, because that one is simple. This is the ridiculous part that nobody pays attention. Being honest is simple. Cheating is a very difficult process, because everybody is doing it, and there are so many ways to do it, but honestly, there's one simple way. Yes?
Well, to him whose eye has not beheld those cheeks, this smoky heat is the spirit. Inasmuch as he never saw Umar Abdul Aziz, To him, even Hajar seems just.
Okay, this is talking about two historical people in that Arab history, and let go, it doesn't matter, yes.
Inasmuch as he never saw the firmness of the dragon of Moses, he fancies life in the magic cords. The bird that has never drunk the limpid water keeps its wings and feathers in the briny water.
Translation, please. Just this verse, translated. The thinking system, who has never learned an honest, good lesson, he will listen to everyone and will do everything, will accept everything, will doubt everything, right? That's how it works. You should have one cup of this clean water I'm talking about, means the clean information, then you understand that, the other information are no good because the other one are dishonest. This one is the honest one. Yes?
No opposite can be known except through its opposite. When he suffers blows, will he know kindness?
This is again that, remember, we know this. We're looking at the other side. The opposites, if the opposites were not here, we will not understand anything. We understand by comparing the opposites to understand what's what. So the opposition practically is good here because it will lead us to understand. Yes?
Consequently, the present life has come in front in order that you may appreciate the realm of a last.
Exactly. The animal life is normal. It's given to you, given to us, to all of us. But the other part, do you remember we talked about me after my death? Am I finished? The animal is finished, but Rumi died, right? Look at him. This is what it is. When you understand these transformations, somehow you will understand that there are two fields for me. The first one is the life, which is the puny one, which is the beginning one. The other one, which is the cultural, knowledgeable human being. What is that one? That comes out of this one. You should work with this to build that. Yes?
When you are delivered from this place and go to that place, you will give thanks in the sugar shop of everlastingness.
Forever you will be happy, yes.
You will say, there I was sifting dust. I was fleeing from this pure world. Alas, would that I had died before now, so that my being tormented in the mud might have been less.
When you are saved, you will understand that here you are just making something to divide this earth in some, I don't know, somehow working with the dirt. And you go there, suddenly you realize that was not the life, that was the animal life. I had the opportunity to have the other one. With that one, sooner I die, better it's over, because that's the painful stuff. This is the real life that I should live in, not the first one. Okay. First, the story. پر خود میکند تاووسی به دشت یک حکیمی رفته بود آنجا به گشت گفت تاووسا چنین پر سنین بیدریق از بیخ چون بر میکنی خود دلت چون میدهد تا این هلل برکنی اندازیشن در محل هر پرت را از عزیزی و پسند حافظان در طی مصحف مینهند بهر تحریک هوای سودمند از پر تو باد بیزن میکنند این